B-Pod Studios.
Comic books, video games, anime, sci-fi. If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably going to talk about it.
One question. Is it too late to change the name?
Nerd Radio starts now.
Welcome, y'all, to this week's Nerd Radio on the podcast page at WRIF.com. And wherever you're getting your podcasts as part of the B-Pod Studios Network, make sure you follow us on social media as well at Nerd Radio 101. And that's the website that Al Beck pays a lot of money for so that you can go.
$12 a year. I am not breaking the bank for this show.
That's a lot of money in my world. I don't know about you.
$12 a year. That's like how much does it cost to be a part of AARP, Al?
I appreciate that you went to him and not me with that joke. I really appreciate
it. Going with the MASH and Bob Newhart and all of his old-timey loves.
Yeah. Sure. So, yeah, we're here to talk about some nerd stuff, a couple of things that are happening this week, and a couple of things that we've been up to. I had a somewhat busy weekend. I watched a whole bunch of streaming stuff, which I haven't gotten an opportunity to do, and bought a new game. I can't wait to tell you guys.
Is it new or is it new old?
Fairly new. It came out in the last 12 months. How's that?
Wow. It's within a year at least.
So, yeah, exactly.
It's fairly recent.
Let's start with Jupiter's Legacy on Netflix. I sat down Friday night to watch that. Actually, I think it was like Wednesday or Thursday. We watched one episode of it. And Amy's definitely a binge watcher.
Mm-hmm.
Like when she wants to watch a show, she wants to start and finish it in the same night.
Okay.
Whereas I will watch one episode and then, you know, stew on it and then come back the next day and watch another episode. So Thursday, I think we watched the first episode, and then Friday we watched the other seven.
There you go.
And it's great. It's a cool show.
I didn't realize it was live action. For some reason, I thought it was going to be an animated show.
Yeah.
I started the first episode and then I fell asleep. I started it at night before I was going to go to bed on Saturday. And my fiance, she was already asleep. I'm like, well, crap, I'm going to take advantage of this. I have an opportunity to watch something. She's not going to care. Put it on and immediately zonked out. So I was impressed to see that it's going to be live action and not an animated show. But I'm interested. I've heard a lot of good things about it. And I want to see it because you sold me on it. It's the guy that wrote The Kingsman.
Yep.
This is his superhero
story.
So I want to see what he's got. Show me what you got.
Yeah, I mean,
Mark, his name's Mark something, right?
Yeah, Mark Millar. Yeah.
Mark Millar.
For those that are unaware, the basic premise is that what would it be like to be Superman and Wonder Woman's kids?
Gotcha.
And disappointing is basically what it would be like if Superman and Wonder Woman were your parents. They would be disappointed in you no matter how good you were at, you know, being a superhero. And they have two kids, and one of them is an extreme disappointment, and the other one is trying his best, but still doesn't seem to measure up to his dad. The show is fascinating because it's directed a little bit like Lost, in that it bounces back and forth between, like, the 1920s and 1930s, when the original Jupiter Circle guys got their powers, and then the current day where they're all old people. Like, Josh Duhamel is the Utopian.
Yeah, at some point you see him with, like, a beard.
Yeah.
He's got gray, white hair and a beard. I'm like, what the hell?
Unfortunately,
going on
his hair looks a little bit like mine. It's long and a lot of gray in it. And he's got a big old gray beard.
Well, at least your hair is real.
That's
true.
His
was a wig. It was a very poor wig. I do recall that when I woke up, like, oh, the show's on. Go back to sleep. I got to turn on my CPAP machine now.
I also found it fascinating, being someone who read the comics, that I think we talked last week about the fact that when they made the Wanted movie, they basically optioned it off the first issue. So they had no idea where the story was going.
Oh, right, yeah.
This 8-episode first season covers essentially the first 2 issues of the first miniseries.
Wow.
Huh.
Which makes me wonder if it's a similar thing, because Mark Millar has been somebody that's like, he's made all these miniseries independently that your creator owns specifically to chuck at Hollywood and try and get movies and television shows out of.
Hmm.
But it's good. It moves a little slow. There's an island that they have to go to in order to get their abilities, and the island has a mind of its own, and it's got a little bit of Lost.
Okay.
To it.
It's kind of fun. I don't know. I don't know why people make shows that move slow with the attention spans that are out there today. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Everyone's got a phone in their hand, and if you lose their attention for even a moment, you know,
yeah, that's true.
But on the same token, the slow-moving shows tend to binge better. It's like writing for the trade in comic books, you know? And no one wants to go week to week anymore, unless you have Disney.
With the, I thought you meant with the comic books.
No. With the show.
Yeah, I would, especially you read the Jupiter's Legacy comics, right?
Mm-mm, no.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Amy seemed to enjoy it without having that that frame reference. I like dropping into a new superhero universe, kind of like with Invincible, the cartoon on Amazon Prime.
That's the other one I need to check out.
Yeah, that one I think you'll enjoy very much. It that one moves definitely a little bit faster.
Okay.
And it's very bloody.
Is it? Well, see, because I have a free afternoon and after work today. This is the first free afternoon I have in a while. So I'm like, what should I watch?
So let's wrap this show up right now so James can get out of here.
He can go home. And I'm surprised you when you've got when Cody's asleep and you've got a free afternoon, your first instinct isn't to pull up porn.
Well, I do that when she's awake and in the other room.
She knows what she's getting into.
I'm going to the bathroom. I'm making sure I bring my phone with me. And the deuce is going to take a few minutes longer.
Right.
I have a pre-deuce ritual.
I also sat down on Sunday and watched the Army of the Dead.
I watched it too.
Netflix. And
can you see how hard I'm rolling my eyes about that one?
It was fine.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, fine. It was okay. It was way too long. And number one, it was way too long. I have a hard time getting behind zombies with an evolved intelligence, is all I'll say.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Zombies that have, like, a society and a language.
I
didn't realize that was the premise. That sounds real dumb.
Yeah, there's a moment in there. I hope this isn't that big of a spoiler, but there's a moment in there that they allude to, I think, that zombies have sex and have zombie babies.
Yes.
And I was like when that happened, I was like, okay. That's when I was like, that's it. I'm still going to play, but I'm going upstairs and I'm warming up some. I eat these little taco bites. They're like little microwave taco bites, like $1 for a container. I'm going to warm up my taco bites and get some sour cream, and I'll come back down and see whatever's left and try to watch this.
God, out of that whole thing, I think I want to hear more about those taco
bites.
They are delicious. $1 for a pack, man. You nuke them for 90 seconds. Let them sit for like 2 minutes to cool down so they don't burn your mouth. And it'll, if you're a sour cream person, it'll a sour cream. And you dip them right in there. And they're stealing from Weird Beard. Chef's kiss.
Do they have squeezable sour cream?
Hell yeah, they do. Okay. It changes the game. No more dollops.
Yeah, the only time I ever messed with sour cream, it was in a little tub.
No, you get the squirt stuff. So it's like you got the control of ketchup and mustard, but it's sour cream.
That was always one of the things I envied going through Taco Bell or whatever was that sour cream gun.
The sour cream gun?
Yeah.
It was like a caulking. The one at McDonald's with the special sauce was just like a caulking gun.
Yeah. And I got the hand-squeezed sour cream. It's awesome. It's a game changer. We got more control.
We were high school kids working in the kitchen at McDonald's. You know we tried to fire that into each other's mouths.
Oh, I bet.
Talking gun of- Isolate just that.
Yep. What else were you doing as a high school kid?
What
else you firing in your mouth?
You're learning new things. Yeah. It's your first job.
Just be warned, Chuck. If you send that clip to me for an audiogram, there's going to be no context.
Not at all. I'll make sure
he'll pre-record. He'll record something else. It's like, as we'll take you to a flashback to Chuck Bean's childhood in high school.
They tried to shoot it at each other's mouths with it.
Squirt it in everybody's mouths.
Yeah, but I thought Army of the Dead was the premise. If you're not aware, for those of you listening, and Mr. Outback, is Dave Bautista, the wrestler, puts together a squad to do kind of an Ocean's 11 style heist from a casino because Las Vegas has been completely walled off and taken over
by
zombies.
Which one is this?
Army of the Dead on Netflix.
I was calling it Army of Darkness for like an entire week, too. Yeah. I'm like, did you see the Army of Darkness movie? Yeah, if you want to see. People are like, no. And then I realized
like,
I was calling it the wrong thing.
I saw it 30 years ago.
Called it the wrong thing. I got it confused with the Bruce Campbell movie.
I think I'm alone in this room, but I also couldn't care less about Dave Bautista in a movie.
No. It's fine. I didn't walk into it expecting
Shakespeare. I don't hate the guy. He's I don't think he's good.
I will say this. This is another Zack Snyder movie, and getting two Zack Snyder movies in a year has convinced me that somebody needs to be in the edit room with him when he's putting his movie together, and every time he reaches for the slow-mo button, they need to...
The slow-mo or that weird blur effect that he had.
Yeah.
Because there'd be all these shots that were all of a sudden... I don't know if he's trying to replicate a comic or what... But you just see the main character, and then there's like everything behind them is all blurred out.
Yeah.
But then there's some weird flare for no reason. You see a light flare coming off from the screen. You're like, I don't understand why he's putting so much effort into this shot here. What are we establishing? What are we trying to set up here?
Right.
What's the point, Snyder? Get it together, man.
Makes me wonder why we were all excited to see his cut of Justice League.
Well, I was excited. I enjoyed his cut of Justice League. Like you said, somebody see the Martian Manhunter.
Dude, that guy has got so much. He got so much hype around that too. Like he really made out great by not doing the original Justice League version, because it's like I open prep services and it keeps coming. His name still comes up.
Yes.
Where it's like, Zack Snyder would like to do a movie about this. I'm like, I don't care. Then friggin' do it.
I saw him do an interview for this Army of the Dead movie and say that there's actually a Snyder cut of Sucker Punch.
Don't care.
And I'm like, come on. Is there a Snyder cut of every movie you've ever made?
If it's Zack Snyder, probably.
But it's starting to skew me to like, his name was just kind of, I was indifferent to.
Right.
He was there, whatever. I would see a Zack Snyder movie. I probably wouldn't even notice.
Yeah.
But it's getting to a point now where I'm starting to just dislike him.
Yeah. it's like some of our comic book writers where we're like, enough. Yeah. Enough with you. Yeah. Now, you know what? If you're looking for a fun, 2 hours, I will say this. Amy was, she was in and out of the room while it was going on. But as the movie ramped up, then she sat and watched the whole thing. And when this zombie tiger showed up, she was like, now that's badass.
Zombie tiger was pretty cool. And the zombie tiger kills somebody in a very graphic way that I enjoyed.
Right.
But for the most part, that's the most enjoyment I got out of the movie, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it didn't live up to what I wasn't expecting much.
James doesn't recommend it. I think it's a good time. I think it was fun.
If you want to waste 2.5 hours, go for it. That's the thing. If it wasn't 2.5 hours, like if they gave me the story that they gave me, but they did it in 90 minutes.
Right.
I'd say, yeah, check it out.
Oh,
ooh, I think that's...
Oh my goodness. Is he under the table?
I hope not, because he's going to bite my genitals right
good,
off.
Nice kitty. Good kitty.
That's Al's stomach.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone. I'm still on those taco bites.
I'll bring you a pack tomorrow, Al.
Sweet.
Well, the big news in the world of nerds is that we finally got the teaser trailer to Marvel's Eternals a couple of days ago.
Oh, we did, and I never got around to watching it.
And personally, I don't know that I care.
No?
No, I watched it. It doesn't really... It's a teaser trailer, so you're not getting any plot in it. You're just kind of getting to see who...
You've seen like what Angelina Jolie looks like all dolled up with her makeup and stuff.
Right, and they've chosen characters that are such niche, like off to the side. They're not major characters. Like if they'd have chosen the Inhumans, then at least I could have identified Black Bolt and Medusa and stuff, but no.
So who are the characters that we're seeing in the Eternals?
The Eternals was, and I had to do some looking up on this, but the Eternals is one of the last things that Jack Kirby created for Marvel. I think it's almost a dead tie between this and Devil Dinosaur back in the 70s. But before he worked with Stan Lee on Spider-Man and X-Men and all the main Marvel books. Well, then he went in the late 60s, early 70s. He left Marvel and went over to DC because he wanted to create...
I never knew that.
Yeah, he wanted to create some of his own things and created the New Gods, which is where Darkseid from the Justice League movie comes from, and Mr. Miracle and Big Barda and all those characters. Well, after about 5 years at DC, he decided to leave because they were wanting him to, they canceled his New Gods book and then put the New Gods characters in other people's books, and they wanted him to do stuff that he didn't feel like drawing.
Mm-hmm.
So he left and came back to Marvel and put together these Eternals characters, which are essentially a riff on the New Gods that he'd created over at DC Comics. They're a bunch of humans that were modified by the Celestials, which if you read Marvel Comics, the Celestials are the giant Jack Kirby looking guys with the different helmets on them.
Like, is Galactus one of those guys, or is he something different?
He's something different, but think Galactus size.
Gotcha.
As far as the Celestials are concerned.
I remember like an X-Men trading card, one of the trading card series with the Celestials, and it was just like...
Yeah, more than likely.
A big, giant star constellation, but it resembled a face, is what I think the card looked like. I could be mistaken. It could be the wrong card, but I do. The Celestials rings a bell.
Yeah. So the Celestials take these humans and they turn them into Eternals, which essentially gives them superpowers and makes it so that they do not age or die. And then they live forever throughout human history.
Eternally.
Hey, now you're catching on. but refuse to.
1 + 1 = 7.
They refuse to participate in what's going on in human history. There's a part in the at the end of the trailer where they're all sitting around having dinner, and one of them's like, "Do you think I could lead the Avengers?" And everyone pauses and goes, "Ah, like that! What a ridiculous thing to think of." Which I don't know how much I care about this movie, but I do care about how do you explain these guys have been around forever, yet took no part in Endgame and Infinity War.
Oh yeah,
like everybody got wiped out 50%. So some of them had to get wiped out too.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a big plot hole.
How did that happen? And then they just went, "Nope, we don't participate. We're not doing anything."
So you're saying because they're whatchamacallit, because they're humans with these gifts from the Celestials, they should have half of them should have been wiped out. They wouldn't have all just fallen on the half that.
He's just saying, where were they?
Oh. Yeah. Well, like, you know, Thanos wiped out 50% of, like, everything in the galaxy.
Basically,
animals and plants and
that,
everything.
However long, what was that, like 10 years or whatever of all those Marvel movies was so buttoned up and tightly sealed.
Right.
And then they finished it. Now we're going to see all the holes.
That's the, yeah, know? That's the thing about all the new moving forward with the Marvel stuff that I'm curious on the business side what the numbers are going to look like now that you've done all this Thanos stuff. Like, they're going to do Eternals and Shang-Chi and all this. And I feel like they are not going to get the numbers that they've been getting for the last, you know, 5-10 years.
No, I don't think there's as much name recognition. There's no character recognition to some of these new movies that are coming out, I feel. But I feel like, you know, the original movies, the original Marvel Cinematic Universe started with characters everybody knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now you're getting
the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, you're getting into the fringe stuff. So it's going to be a little harder of a sell to, like, the average Joe to be like, do I care about a give a crap about Shang-Chi, is that his name?
Shang-Chi, yeah.
Shang-Chi. I like Shang-Chi better. Like,
Shang-Chi.
He's like a rapper, and he's an Asian rapper, but he also kicks ass when he's not rocking the mic.
He's a K-pop star.
Yeah, hell yeah. There we go. Now spitball. Now we need an artist, okay? Now we need somebody to render Shang-Chi.
When they were doing the first round, or basically I think it was in like phase two of the Marvel movies, and they announced Guardians of the Galaxy, I felt very similar. I was like, I don't understand why you're doing those guys, other than the fact that Thanos needs somebody to murder so that moviegoers know he's a big deal. And obviously, it didn't exactly work out that way.
Mm-hmm.
So with Eternals and Shang-Chi and stuff, like, I realize you're like, okay, now we're a big deal so we can do these weird movies.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also, you're going to need to give us Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You're going to need to you give us an Iron Man or something.
Yep.
Give us another Thor. So, yeah, if you haven't checked it out yet, you can go over to, I believe, WRIF.com or the Checkpoint XP website.
It's got the trailer for the Eternals?
Yeah, the teaser trailer for Eternals, and you can check that out. Let's take a short break. When we get back, I will tell you guys all about this game that I picked up.
Ooh, the new game.
On my PC this weekend. What's and how you can get a pretty good deal on it yourself. If you're listening, when Nerd Radio comes back next.
I'm Tom Savage, listening to Nerd Radio on Rift 2.
Thanks, Homer. Appreciate it.
He's talking to you, Chuck.
It's Chuck Bean, James, and Al back in for another week of Nerd Radio. Where are we getting your podcast? It's part of the B-Pod Studios Network. So, fellas, I was teasing it before we went into break. Oh, over the weekend, some friends of mine that we all play the dwarf game that I was telling you guys about on the PC.
Oh, yeah, dwarf mining game.
The
in
dwarf
space.
Mining game, yeah, exactly.
Space dwarves mining for gold.
We were looking or tooling around looking for a new game and found that the Epic Store, the guys that are at war right now with Apple, they're having a huge sale up until like June 17th.
This is because they need money for lawyers?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably, but their loss is our gain because they are giving away a $10 digital coupon.
Really?
That you can put towards a game that's $15 or more.
Okay.
So if you get a $15 game, you get it for $5.
Game. Yeah.
And once every time you buy a game with the $10 coupon, you get another one.
Oh, wow.
To try and get you to...
This is like some of those Magic the Gathering spells you taught me to cast in the arena game.
Yeah, where you like get it again and again and again. Yeah. So we took that $10 coupon, and we decided to all purchase Predator Hunting Grounds.
Oh, you actually rolled the dice on it, huh?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, we did. And I got to tell you, it's a blast.
Is it really?
It is really fun. It's basically Dead by Daylight, which I know that Chad plays over at Checkpoint XP with the killers, where you've got four people playing normal people.
Yeah, survivors.
Yeah, and you've got, you know...
like a monster of some sort.
Yeah, and then one person plays the Predator. in the Predator game, obviously one person plays the Predator instead of, you know, playing the guy from Scream or whatever, like, mm-hmm. From Dead by Daylight. And then you've got four Marines in a, like a jungle setting. So mm-hmm. it's a lot like the very first Predator movie where they'll drop you off in this area and they'll give you a mission like, hey, get to this base and get this information or kill this guy and then get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
And the Predator is basically just there to murder the four players. But he's got all the tools. He's got the laser gun, and he's got the invisibility and the heat vision and stuff. And I don't know what it played like. I talked to somebody about it yesterday, and they said that when it first came out, it was really buggy and that it was hard to play. But, man, we had a blast. The atmosphere is so perfect. Like, it has the music from the first Predator movie that just plays throughout, like, practically the whole time you're playing.
Interesting.
Which is fantastic. And for, like, $6 or $7, you can get Arnold as Dutch.
Really? You can actually unlock the Schwarzenegger himself, huh?
Yep. You can run around as Arnold and you can yell, get to the choppa at people.
It's bad news for anybody who's playing the game with me, because that's all you're going to hear.
On repeat, over and over
again. Spam that button.
Get to the choppa.
You guys will be like, the Predator's right behind us. Like, get to the choppa. I'm like, sorry, I'm distracted.
It's neat because obviously the Predator is going to be invisible and running around up in the trees and trying to like sneak up on you guys. But once you see him and you mm-hmm. start firing at him, if you can knock his mask off, mm-hmm. you take away his ability to do heat vision and to use his laser.
Oh.
And then you can knock him down to like stunned. And when the Predator is stunned, he can decide to self-destruct like at the end of the movie.
Really?
And then you have to haul ass away from him to try and get away from the blast, or you can try and disarm it.
Oh, I love the idea of like, well, you guys kicked my ass, but guess what? I'm taking you all out with me.
Yep.
Suck it.
Yeah. It actually made me go back and watch the first Predator movie.
I almost kind of want to go back and watch it now, too.
It holds up very well. Mm-hmm. And I was looking because that's how I watch movies now. There it is. I was looking while I was on my phone while I'm watching Predator, because that's how you watch movies now. And I'm like, pulling up IMDb, pulling up Wikipedia, reading about that. I can't remember if it's the writer or the director of Predator, like, directed basically every good action movie we watched in the 80s. It was like responsible for Die Hard, Commando, one of the Lethal Weapons.
Is it a Zemeckis?
It's not Robert Zemeckis. Okay. That's the Back to the Future guy.
Okay. I'll bet y'all recognize the name if you say it then.
Let me look this up real quick.
Yeah, Zemeckis is Back to the Future.
Predator 1987. Photos cast.
John McTiernan,
yes. So he directed Die Hard, The Last Action Hero.
Last Action Hero.
I don't think I've ever actually seen The Last Action
what?
Hero. What? Yeah, I need to watch that movie.
Is he just like best friends with Schwarzenegger?
Well, he did Predator. He did Die Hard. He did The Hunt for Red October, Last Action Hero, Die Hard with a Vengeance, which was the third one. And then he did a couple of other movies.
You know, the only thing I remember about The Last Action Hero is the little Easter egg joke in the movie, or like the video store, where Stallone is the Terminator.
Oh, like, I don't remember.
That's
there's
cool.
There's a movie poster, and it's the Terminator, but it's Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, because it's supposed to take place in real life, and Schwarzenegger's a different action star.
Yeah.
I thought Last Action Hero, I mean, if you go back and watch it now, it might not hold up. But as a kid, I thought it was a fun, kick-ass movie.
I liked it. I remember as a kid, I liked mm-hmm. it. But that's the only thing I remember about it. I just know he was like he lived in an action movie, right? And he comes to life or something like
that.
Yeah. So like he's got like a magic ticket or something. And the ticket gets torn. Yeah. So a kid who like loves movies. He's got a single mom. He doesn't have a dad in the picture. And he pretty much stays out of trouble by going to the movies. And he's befriended this like movie guy, a guy that owns a theater, who's like his best friend, an old man. And the old man gives him like this magic ticket or whatever, and they tear it, and that unlocks the magic to where he gets pulled into his favorite actor's movies, which is the Last Action Hero movie, which has Schwarzenegger. And Schwarzenegger plays a typical 90s action cop. He's like, oh, I'm an alcoholic cop. I don't care about anything. I'm just here to shoot crap and bang chicks and solve crimes or whatever. And then they go on that adventure together, and then eventually the two worlds combine, the movie world into the real world, and the bad guy in the movies is now in the real world.
Gotcha.
And Schwarzenegger has to abide by real world physics and things and and a fun movie.
For anyone who just joined us, like we're still on a broadcast radio system here, we're doing the synopsis of Last Action Hero.
Yes.
The 1993 classic.
Yes.
So spoilers, if you haven't seen it, like me, if you haven't seen it yet, the only thing I remember about that was like the soundtrack, because it had a heavy metal soundtrack.
Yeah, well, I just
it had like Alice in Chains and
the
Megadeth
Last Action Hero song
them.
Was like some who was it? Some 80s hair band.
Last Action Heroes.
I'm not sure.
So let me see. I'm going to play it because it's a kick-ass song.
It's certainly the kind of thing I didn't think about then that I think about all the time now. The fact that that director was responsible for like two Die Hard movies and you know
it's crazy.
Bunch of other movies that like the DNA is there.
How much did the game set you back with your $10 coupon?
It was $20.
Okay. That's with the $10 coupon?
Yeah.
Right.
Not bad. I've certainly...
To me, it's, I think $20 is an amount of money I'd be willing to risk. On a game.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of
Tesla
kinda,
is the band.
Tesla.
Oh, it's
okay.
Tesla. Okay.
You have, me,
yeah.
you have me turned on? I want to give you guys a taste of this classic Tesla.
The Last Action Hero? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Is this it?
Oh, that's super 80s.
You're not even seeing what they're showing. They're showing like clips of the movie. And
yeah.
Then, I mean,
who was the villain in The Last Action Hero? What actor was it?
I don't. It's
I'm on IMDb still.
Yeah.
Look.
I might be getting confused with From Hell, or there's like some sort of hell movie that he was in too. Here we go.
Oh, who is that guy? He does look familiar.
Like, he reminds me of the Wahlberg that was in The Sixth Sense.
Yes.
He looks like that guy, but it's not him.
Huh.
The Ripper is the character he plays.
Right. You know, a buddy of mine had sent me an article a couple of weeks ago.
Tom Noonan played the Ripper.
Okay.
Oh, all right. About, do you remember Jesse Ventura's character in Predator? He's got the big...
he's got the bandana on his head, right?
Like he's got the Gatling gun.
Yeah.
Which is probably the first time all of us saw somebody carrying a Gatling gun.
Yeah,
and
we were
all like, that's the coolest thing ever. But then there's Bill Duke, who's who picks up the gun when Jesse goes down and tries to mow down the Predator. If you watch that movie now, they come off as possibly boyfriends.
Really?
Interesting.
Like, Bill Duke's character, when Jesse goes down, Bill Duke's character, there's a line he delivers where he's like, he was, and then he pauses, and he, like, blinks a little bit, and he says, he was a friend. It's like, huh. Interesting. I don't think it was meant to be that way, but it's interesting how it reads now.
Mm-hmm. You never know, you know?
Right.
Things weren't as accepted back then, so that could have been something they were trying to put into the movie.
Yeah, I would believe it.
Yeah. I hope the Checkpoint channel doesn't get a DMCA strike for that.
Dude, just for playing Tesla's The Last Action Hero.
They'd be like, who the hell is playing Tesla Last Action Hero?
Yeah, well, I'll bet you anything.
Just got the video game.
I'll bet you
down.
Anything it comes across Tesla's desk, and they're like, let it go!
Yeah,
let it go!
Should!
Someone heard it!
Right.
I love that chorus.
Last Action Hero. This is pretty good. I don't think I ever listened to very much of that soundtrack. Other than the Megadeth and the Alice in Chains song.
I got a request for Midnight Metal, Al.
Tesla's Last Action Hero.
No.
Oh, come
denied!
On. Some bitch. Remember to listen to Midnight Metal every
Friday. I'm going to talk to the producer of that show, Chuck. I've got a suggestion for Midnight Metal. Tesla,
right.
Last Action Hero.
Let me put it in the list. I'll see if Al makes most of the playlist. I'll see if I can get it past him.
But just say it's a local, it's part of the Forge.
The Steel Mill?
Yeah, the Steel Mill. I forgot the name of your guys'.
I do the final load in.
Yeah, it's true. He does.
Final veto. Why does Al have so much power?
I have snuck a couple of things by him.
Did you?
Which is really kind of funny. I put that, I played it for him, but I played that this Transformer is cool.
Oh,
I talked about
that's
the,
right.
The Optimus Prime.
Story, yeah.
Yeah. What was I talking about? Oh, the Epic Mega Sale. It's going on through June 17th. You can check out all the games.
What are the games? Got any other titles?
Somebody in the chat said that they picked up Hades. in that sale as well.
Which
Hades is definitely... Hades is one of those games that I can't decide if I want on my PC or my Switch, but I feel like I want it on the Switch.
I feel like that'd be a game that would be good portable, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look
into Hades.
That's what I was going to mention, too. So the Switch keeps burning me because I'll go in the eShop at least once a week and see what's on sale, and there'll be stuff that's like $1 or $2 or something, and I'll look at it, I'll be like, oh, that looks really good for $1. Even if it's crappy, it's like only $1.
It's only $1.
I really need to institute a rule where I have to look up these games on Metacritic before I buy
them. You getting burned big time?
I have probably blown at least $10 on games that are $1 or $2 thinking that, yeah.
Look
exactly.
At hell, the drops today.
They're cashing in on me big time.
Oh, here comes Chuck again. He's got $1 to spend.
Yep, there it is.
Give us that sweet, sweet cash.
We fooled him into another first-person spooky game that he's never going to play.
Some more junk to download. Okay.
I play these games for like an hour, and I'm like, this sucks. I'm not going to play this. Why did I spend
a stranger with
this?
Candy just holding it on. Here you go, Chuck. You want some candy? Then you get diddled.
You get Nightcrawler'd?
Yep. That took a left turn.
Nightcrawler's got that ability. He just warps into spots and he comes in and gets you the diddle.
I feel like we need this here if I can get it. Look, no, wait, here, maybe. Come on.
That burns especially bad because it took me forever to get it like last week and hit you with it. That hurts especially. All right, well, we're gonna take a break so I can lick my wounds here. That's awful. And we're coming back. Speaking of the Nintendo Switch, somebody is looking to provide some competition.
Against the Switch?
Against the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, I also was privy to a new thing the Switch has coming out.
Yeah.
For your home security.
Ooh, all right. Well, there you go. That's perfect tease.
Yeah.
And we come back with some more Nerd Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4! We're back with more Nerd Radio.
Roger me, welcome me, anything. Hello, hello, Earth.
And now, back to the nerds.
Welcome back to Nerd Radio, wherever you get in your podcast. It's part of the B-Pod Studios Network, and of course, on your social media, Nerd Radio 101. My name's Chuck Bean. I'm joined every week here by Mr. Al Beck.
I'm here.
And Mr. James.
Hello!
And we tell you everything that's going on in the world of nerds, or at least everything that we can fit into about an hour's worth of podcast while we're joking around. So you guys are familiar with the Apex Legends game, right? I know
yes.
that Robbie from Checkpoint plays a... You wanna,
Mr. Yeah. Platinum himself, yes.
Right.
All I hear about is...
Oh, no. You said Robbie, didn't you?
I did. Oh, there he is. I know he's playing a lot of Apex Legends. I found this last night that they're adding a penalty for leaving games early.
Oh, Robbie better watch out. He's leaving those games early so he keeps his Platinum status. He's gonna get
is that what he's...
Oh, no. I'm just, before he comes in...
Right.
Strangles me to death, and I'm not... Right. I don't want to drag his Apex Legends reputation through the mud. I'm sure he's a very skilled player.
But it's an interesting thing to add to one of those online games, which I've seen in some of the other games where, like, if you leave a match early, they'll basically lock you down for 5 to 10 minutes so you can't join any matches to try and punish you for not just waiting it out and taking the L. There's plenty of games, I'm sure, that you've just been like, nope, and noped out early because you're like, well, I'm going to lose this.
Any game where I'm immediately just getting my ass completely destroyed from the get-go,
yeah.
And I feel like no matter what I do to the controller, I don't do anything. I just, okay, I'm out.
Yeah.
I do Risk.
I do it a lot.
Dude.
Like the first.
Is that for James or for you?
Flip that table.
Magic the Gathering Arena. I peace out real quick sometimes.
Yeah. Like, I
got no mana. This guy's already got a dragon that's a 7/7. I'm out.
Yeah, there's definitely... I will concede a game if I know that they've got me on next turn. Like,
yeah.
I will, especially, thankfully, with Arena, you're trying to, like... I'm just trying to play, like, 20 red creatures, you know, in the next 3 games before so I can get some points. So if, like, I get 4 creatures out and I'm down to 4 life and I know next turn he's gonna... Then I'll pass to his turn and then concede.
There you go.
That's how I... That's there's little.
That's a gentlemanly way to do it.
No, there's little ways to troll people in Magic the Gathering Arena when I'm pissed off, and that's one of them.
Is it? See, if I was pissed, I would just let the timer keep going. I would just let it sit, and I would refuse to play. Like, well, fine. If you're that good, I'm not going to play with you anymore.
Oh,
right.
No.
I'm not going to play. You can sit and wait for the timer to go down. I'm going to go watch TV.
When I do get somebody that takes too long, like you can't type directly to your opponent, but you've got some little
those little emotes. I learned about those today.
I will spam you your turn over and over and over again. until it tells me I can't anymore.
That's a good way to combat that.
Your turn. Hey, it's your turn. Yo, it's your turn. Speaking of tabletop games, too, have you guys ever played Settlers of Catan?
No, I refuse to play that.
You've heard of it, though?
Oh, I have, yes.
Why do you refuse to play Settlers of
Catan? I'm not a board game guy, A.
Okay.
And B, now we're going to sit down and we're going to play a board game called the Settlers of Catan. And to me, it sounds like some sort of like colonization of New America from...
A little bit.
You know, that's way too much thinking.
But you can trade people wood for sheep.
Okay. Well, I can go in Valheim and slaughter some hogs.
That's
and
fair.
Collect my own wood.
Yeah. No, they're making a 3D edition of the board game. Because usually it's just these little hexagonal tiles that represent like mountains or plains or whatever.
They don't even have things that look like the real thing. You have a hexagon that represents a mountain.
Well, now they do.
Okay.
Now the little hexagon
has a
3D printed mountain or a 3D printed forest on it that you can get.
I feel like it's going to look like the symbols on the old pop cups, you know, you get at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Or you'd diet, you know, or whatever. You'd have to pop the little butt bubbles in.
Looks a little better than that, but it is going to run you about $300 if you're a Settlers of Catan player. So
I'm playing Risk with Al.
It won't take long.
Good. It'll be the quickest when you turn on the TV. Yeah.
I've been ruined by board gaming on, I've played Settlers of Catan on the Xbox 360.
Really?
It came out years and years ago, and that's where I learned to play it, and that's where I have... I don't want to play a board game when it's not digital.
Oh, I'd rather play digital anything.
Because you don't have to do any of the upkeep.
No upkeep. You don't have to clean up when you're done.
Nope.
There's no way you can break the rules.
If you're playing Monopoly on the computer, the computer takes care of all the banking and everything like that. It, like you said, just like playing Magic, it takes care of all the rules, so nobody gets to cheat.
All I have to do is read what I have and then play it to my best ability.
Yep.
Yes, I love playing board games digitally.
Right.
So.
Okay, so Valve, apparently, according to a report, is working on a Switch-like portable called the Steam Pal. Valve is the people that make Steam, which is the basically the most popular service. You can get PC games. And they're working on making this thing about the size of a Switch that will allow you to access your Steam library.
Really?
So essentially a small portable laptop kind of thing with a touchscreen and some control pads. I don't think you'll be able to go online and play around with it. I'm sure that would be the smart thing to do.
Well, I think if you can't go online, it's going to be a failure.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd have to be able to connect to the Wi-Fi.
I think you'd be able to game online, but I don't know that you'll be like web browser.
Oh,
anything.
Okay.
It's not like
that,
they're just making you a tablet that's good at gaming.
Well, how many devices do you need to look at pornography? You know, like how many devices do you really need to look at pornography?
Limit me.
Well, I'm sorry, Al, but you know, you're going to hurt yourself. You're going to rub it raw. You need a break sometimes.
No.
I was really curious what his response to that was going to be. Yeah, they're saying that they're trying to test it out and work on it possibly for this Christmas.
Okay. I feel like maybe next Christmas.
If you're going to go up against the Nintendo Switch, Nintendo in a portable system, you better have everything locked down.
Yeah,
man.
And you're going to try to go up against all these people this Christmas when there's chip shortages and computer product.
Right.
You think PS5s are hard to find?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, these things will be...
Oh, all of a sudden, like, the only system available on shelves is the new Valve Switch knockoff.
Right, what is it? The Steam Boy.
Is that what they're going to call it? The Steam Boy?
The Steam Pal?
I'm still holding out for the 4DO.
eventually, it'll make all your 3DO games look like they're in 4K.
Good thing you still have that one box.
Steam is a great service when it comes to PC gaming, and that's where you get a lot of fantastic games. So if they can find a way to make it portable.
Mm-hmm.
Then
I'm just trying to figure out like how I'd be able to play like Valheim on a little teeny tiny keyboard.
Yeah,
I can barely fight the weakest of the enemies in Valheim.
It would have to be kind of like the Mac products where there's a keyboard that you can plug into it.
Okay.
Because so many games on Steam, because they're PC games, are made to be used a keyboard and a mouse or something. So I don't know about the whole controller thing. Hey, we talked a couple of weeks ago about a guy that played Grand Theft Auto with killing the minimum amount of people. You guys remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I read a thing last week about a guy who was playing Skyrim who basically went in the opposite direction.
He killed everybody?
And tried to murder every single living thing.
That's funny. My old roommate tried to do that in Fallout 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, dude, you're like, your karma is so bad.
I thought that was going to be cool. It's supposed to be Grand Theft Auto theme music.
I was like, what in the world is going on over there?
like a Danny Elfman hip-hop remix.
A little bit. Apparently, the guy had to use a handful of mods to get into some of the buildings where, like, some shopkeepers were that you can't actually murder.
Okay.
So that he could murder him. And then he also discovered that there are some NPCs that will just respawn. If you get far enough away from a village or something, some of the guards will just respawn. So he couldn't murder everybody.
I guess they have to have some people to keep the Skyrim village alive.
Right.
You're right, exactly. It's just two guards procreating to try and bring the village back over and over again.
We have to make a lot of babies.
Have the guys at Checkpoint XP mentioned anything going on with Final Fantasy 14 to you? Because I know that like Callie still plays pretty heavily.
Not really.
But they just had basically what they call their fan fest where they announce, you know, the next expansion of Final Fantasy 14.
We might have touched on it a little bit. What was the big announcement?
I think it was last weekend. Well, one of the announcements the internet grabbed a hold of and would not let go is the fact that there is a race of female only rabbit girls.
Well, we didn't talk about that.
In Final Fantasy 14, they're based on a character that was in Final Fantasy 12. And as of one of the new updates, you'll be able to make rabbit boys.
That was not on purpose.
Listen,
I was doing so good, and I'm losing control over here.
Listen, you.
I was like, Al's bummed out about the rabbit boys, huh?
Yeah. Al has decided that he really has no stake in anything we're talking about on Nerd Radio anymore, so he's just the drop machine.
Yeah.
We should switch seats with him and see if we can figure out if you can find the chat here.
Right. Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh.
What do we got going on over here?
Uh-oh.
Fellas.
Oh, wait, where's the button? Where's the button?
Howdy, Robbie. How are you?
He's upset because I'm playing all sorts of cool stuff on his YouTube account.
Not prepared for me, huh?
Hello, Robbie. How are
you? Hi, I'm good. Your hair's getting a little long there.
A little bit. We haven't seen each other in over a year.
It's been a minute.
It has.
I've tried my best, but then I had to be in today, so I thought I'd stop in and say hello.
You tried your best to not be here today?
Yeah.
Is that what you, all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fair. If you can work from home, go ahead and take it.
Yeah.
Right.
What brings you into the Checkpoint Studios for Nerd Radio this week?
Callie went on vacation, so I got to fill in for her, as usual.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
you just walked in to say hi? Yep. I thought between talking about Apex Legends 10 minutes ago and then talking about the Bunny Boys in Final Fantasy 14, I thought you had something to add to the conversation here.
No, I'm not going to say anything to me, James.
I'm trying to figure out. Now we have no audio on the stream. You walked in here and destroyed everything. There's no audio on the stream. I can't get the camera to show up.
My job is done.
You derailed the whole program, Robbie.
Thanks, Robbie.
And just like that, he's gone.
So. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's funny because he came in and I changed the scene and all of a sudden the audio went out. Now that I had to change it back. So something is wacky in the Streamlabs settings.
Something in the 4 camera doesn't broadcast audio. All
the
4
camera,
something
the 5 camera. It's
so yeah,
it's all bad.
You can now make rabbit boys.
In
Final Fantasy 14.
It's all bad.
Yep.
They've got what's supposed to be, it sounds like the final expansion, but I don't think, they're raking in the cash as far as, they're probably the second biggest.
So these rabbit girls, what are they supposed to be, like Playboy bunnies or something?
No, well, there's.
I just hear rabbit, I'm thinking a woman with rabbit ears and.
That's essentially what it is. It's this anime, it looks like an anime girl and she's got bunny ears coming out of the top of her head. They also, if you remember in Final Fantasy X, there was the big lion, big white lion guy. I can't remember what his name was, but apparently they have those in Final Fantasy 14, but they are only male, and they'll be adding a female class to those.
Oh, okay.
So furries rejoice. You can play bunnies and tigers.
Yeah, good, good, good. Good news for the furry community.
The thing that I really attach to is that there's a bard class in Final Fantasy 14, and they're adding an electric guitar.
Really?
As of the newest update, so that your bard can, instead of playing a lute or something like that, you can get the electric guitar. But then you can also shred. You can also set up part of the keyboard so that you can literally like play it.
Oh, wow.
Like we were talking a couple, last year about The Last of Us 2, how you could take the controller and like actually
and play
the guitar.
Like Mark Hoppus was playing like Blink-182 songs in the game.
Yeah. Yeah. So that.
How long till somebody plays Slayer Raining Blood in Final Fantasy 14?
That alone is like, I don't know. I might want to play Final Fantasy 14.
I think it'd be cool just to get in there and fiddle around.
I can play the electric guitar.
Yeah,
I want to do that. That sounds like fun. But it's still a subscription based game.
So you got to pay for the game, and then you got to pay for the subscription to get in there to do the online stuff. And
right.
I'm sure you probably have to pay for whatever the guitar is.
How
do you earn?
That's what I've been trying to look up without playing the game at all. Like, how much do I have to play to get the electric guitar?
Gotcha. Like, you must play for 3 months. You're like, oh,
that's
I'm not paying.
That's my end goal, is to just get that electric guitar. How much? Because it's, I think it's $15 a month to subscribe to the game.
Okay.
And I can't work through that in my head.
Do you have to actually pay like $60 to get the game and then pay the $15 to subscribe? Or
I think you can actually download the game and play. Like World of Warcraft is the same way. You can play up to a certain point.
And then you,
and
have,
then
to pay
you have to buy the expansions.
Okay. So that's a little bit of
a taste. Give
yeah,
you a little
exactly.
Taste.
Yeah. But at the same time.
Just the tip.
Did you see, you said something about something on the Switch. Did you see did you see the Mario Golf game that's coming out on the Switch?
Oh, yes. I'm ready for that. I can't wait. The end of June, I think it comes out.
Yeah.
I'm excited. But I've always had a good time playing like the Mario sports games, even like Mario Tennis on the GameCube back then. I haven't played anything more recent than that. But Mario Golf, I put a lot of time into Mario Tennis, Mario Golf on the GameCube. I'm excited for the Mario Golf game to come out on the Switch.
I like the two modes that are not quite golf. Like, you can just play golf with your friends, but then you can also play, what is it? There we go again. What is it called?
Speed, it's like a battle royale?
Speed golf?
Yeah.
Where, like, everybody fires from the pin at the same time, and then you run to your ball and try and get your ball in first.
It's like a race to see who can get the ball in first instead of who can get it in with the least amount of strokes.
Right. And then there's also supposed to be a mode where it's almost like capture the flag, where you're all in an arena, and there's three or four different holes, and the idea is to get your ball in a hole and get it in another hole to steal that one from one of your friends and control as many of the holes as possible.
Ball control. You got to get your balls all over the place.
Hole control.
Hold control.
Hold control in the hole. So what was the thing?
Hold control, yeah.
What was the thing you saw?
So you got to control your hole, dude.
Control your balls and your hole.
Right.
And which holes you put your balls in. The Switch is getting an intruder alert app that uses the Joy-Con as like a laser tripwire. Yeah. Yeah. It's real.
What?
Yeah. I thought that was the cool, like, now, just think of this as somebody of the age that probably the Switch is more marketed towards. And the things you would be discovering on the internet.
Sure.
That you wouldn't want mom or dad to find out you were indulging in.
All right.
So now you can use your Switch. Yep. Oh, hide the porn. Mom's home. Here she comes. Holy crap. Boop, boop, boop. No, Mom, I'm just doing homework and studying.
Were you looking at porn?
I was not. Not
I saw the Joy-Con next to the front door. I know why you put it there.
I left it there by mistake. I'm sorry. I don't know. Well, what?
I know you can't play Fork Knife with just one Joy-Con.
Oh, well, I'm not playing Fork Knife, Mom. I'm studying. I'm doing my history homework.
Right. I'm gonna check the browsing history on your tablet.
Oh, I forgot to clear that. Oh, Dad's home! Mom, hide your porn!
What is that sound?
Mom, hide your porn. Oh, dear.
But no, I thought that was sweet, man.
If I was a little kid, I would definitely be into, like, Mom, can I have $5 so I can get this thing
that
turns
download
my Switch
that
controller
app?
Into it? And then tell my friend, hey, come on over, but just come in the front door.
Yeah.
Like, just come in my room. It's fine. Yeah. And then have him set it off and be like, ha!
Or I mean, I'd always just be waiting, like, oh, someone's coming over, huh? And put, like, a little note on the door. And that way, they trip the wire, and I'd just be waiting in a chair, and I would spin around.
Yeah, you'd wait to hear it. Be like, hello.
Oh, there. Hello.
All right. Well, I got one more thing before we head on out into the afternoon here for Nerd Radio.
Finally.
Did you guys see this story about Megan Fox whooping the crap out of Machine Gun Kelly at Mortal Kombat?
No.
Yeah, there was an interview in People last month, and she said they got the latest Mortal Kombat, and she crushed Machine Gun Kelly every time they fought. Like, 10 times or so.
I wonder, is that she just button mashing, or does she actually have some Mortal Kombat skills? And also, if I was playing Megan Fox, I would probably let her whoop my ass in Mortal Kombat as well.
Well, maybe a few times.
Yeah. I'd be like, well, sorry, Megan.
Yeah. Right.
You just demoralized me in Mortal Kombat. I don't know how I'm ever going to feel better about this.
Right.
Okay, we can make out.
I mean, address the sexism of, like, girls can't be good at video games. But at the same time, like, I think at least 2/3 of us have at least one game that, like, our girls destroy us.
Oh,
at.
And I'm fine with it. I'm totally fine with, like, my fiance beating me in games. I was just watching movie trailers over there. Was that a Mortal Kombat fatality?
Yeah, that's Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. That's all. What is it with people on YouTube? Like, that's all we needed.
Let's get over here. Yes. But they wanted to give you the context.
Oh, what context? Did you see the movie? There's no context.
Sure there is.
You should just search for, like, get over here SFX.
I tried.
Oh, never mind. But no, I think girls being good at video games is awesome.
I think that's absolutely an attractive thing. Whereas maybe like 20 years ago, it was like, girls can't be good at video games. Now, girls are pretty much better than we are at video games. I just accept it.
Yeah, I mean, back then, you really didn't see a lot of girls playing video games.
Yeah.
You know, and if they did.
Now you see, especially with the advent of Twitch and the online stuff like League of Legends and Overwatch and stuff like that, there's plenty of women that are way better than I will ever be.
Yeah, for sure.
At a lot of these games. And yes, Amy, I was going to mention the fact, I see you in the chat, that you whoop my ass at friggin' Tony Hawk every time we play. She ain't got no game at Mario Party, though.
It's trashing. Ooh.
She's got no game at Mario Party.
Well, Mario Party's got a little randomness involved.
You got to go home sometime, Chuck.
Yep. I'm going to come home. She's going to have downloaded that Switch thing with the...
yeah, she's going to know you're there.
Yep. As soon as I come in, she's going to be like, sit down, we're playing Mario Party!
Yep. Like, I heard what you said about my Mario Party skills.
There it is.
Chuck's home.
Sit down, Chuck. We have something to talk about. I was paying attention to the most recent episode of Nerd Radio 101 that aired over at the twitch.tv/checkpointxp. And I heard you say something about me not being very good at Mario Party. Well,
it is very strange that all our conversations and at home definitely keep all the you know, ad placement in them.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, I was going to fire up Rock Band and play it on Twitch at twitch.tv/Chizuck. Do you want to play too? Do you want to get in there?
No, I'm actually too busy on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/acronym.
Right? Exactly. Acronym official.
Influencing people on marijuana and cannabis.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's interview. That's all I got, guys.
That's all you got.
Yeah.
Cool.
I've talked myself out.
Somebody in the Twitch chat says, today's the day Chuck died for smack talk.
Yeah, well, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. It's time for us to all have our own little private Switch time.
That's right.
Oh, no, Mom's home again! I didn't even hear her leave.
I'm going to bring my Switch in.
Oh, wait. Is that the mailman? That's the mailman. What are you doing to the mailman, Mom?
Oh.
I kind of want to just leave this playing, see how deep this improv goes.
Well, the mailman's here. He's got a package to deliver, Al.
When you just... When James improvs by himself, yeah. And right. No one goes, yeah. No just one let him go.
That's kind of cruel, guys.
We'll be back next week in the Checkpoint XP studios, God willing, unless I get murdered for talking smack this week. You can find us, of course, on WRIF.com, wherever you get your podcasts, part of the B-Pod Studios Network, and on your social media, Nerd Radio 101. Make sure you... give us a follow and give us a like wherever you get your podcast. And we'll see you next.
Thanks for that appearance from Robbie Landis today, too.
Yeah.
It's cool. I'm taking it back.
I pushed the wrong button and... God! Son of a...
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
This Transformer is cool.
Have a great weekend!
See you later, thank nerds. You.
The future's stupid, guys. I'm sorry, but it is.
I have spoken.
Pre-reduced my James in the headphones this week.
Good.
So scream away.
Ah! Oh, Jesus. Where is that button?
Yeah.
You murdered me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.